Good evening, everyone. It's good to see all my friends here at Ridgeview. Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome each one to Jeff City. When you all have a chance, we enjoy having you there. For a little meditation this evening, you can turn to Psalm 55. I read this verse recently, and it just stood out to me, and I decided just to dig into it a little bit more. Psalm 55, verse 22. I'll read this verse here. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And I was just thinking about that. Why do we hang on to our burdens, our worries? We hang on to him. We're supposed to cast our burden upon the Lord. But before I dig into that verse, we really need to go beginning of the chapter. This is Psalm of David. Verse 1 says, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. He's saying, listen to me. I want your full attention. Verse 2. Answer me. He was very distraught. Because of his friend. He had someone that betrayed him. His friend betrayed him. Some feel it was a trusted counselor. Deeply personal betrayal. He was in deep pain. Here he is not just struggling, but he is desperate. Please listen, O God. Hear me. Answer me. And then if you go down to verse 4, my heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Sore pain would be tore up inside or tied in knots. I'm sure all of us know what that's like sometimes. And then says verse 6, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. We see here David wanted to run from his pain. And I believe all of us, I'm guessing we all know what that's like sometimes. He wanted to escape. Wings of a dove. I still remember as a boy, I'm not sure what was all going on, but somehow, I don't know if it was our home life or what was going on, I remember thinking, boy, just to be a bird and just to fly, just get away from everything. And just, I think an eagle would have sounded pretty exciting at the moment. Strong wings. But David made a choice. He ran to God. You see, he was in the middle of his pain and he still trusted God. Cast all your cares, your burdens, your worries upon the Lord. Whatever is weighing you down, we need to cast it, give it to God. God doesn't just want our big problems, he wants them all. Day by day, surrender, cast it to God. It's so easy for us to stack our problems, stack them up. Now, we don't want to take care of that one. We keep stacking them up. And we still, even if we do that, we still need to give it to God. But it's better if we can just each day surrender. Now, I just want to look a little bit at that cast. That word cast there in Hebrew is throw, fling, or to hurl. I had to think about that a little bit. A lot of you know what throwing a ball is in baseball or frisbee golf, flinging. He didn't just say, drop your burdens. You know what happens if you drop them? The tendency is to pick them up a little later on. And this way we can fling them to God, hurl them to God. The word burden, it would be our care, the cares we have, the worries. Maybe laying awake at night, worrying. And here he wants us to give every situation in your life, give it to God. And that word sustain, in the Hebrew, six verses in the Old Testament means feed. So cast that burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He will feed you. Three verses mean nourishment, which that's taken just a little bit further than feed. Support, encouragement. Maybe you're feed you spiritually, not just naturally. And there's also three verses that mean abide with. Isn't that really encouraging to each one of us that he feeds us, nourishment nourishes us, and abides with us? God's sustaining power. I want to look at four practical steps this evening that you can take. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. The first step I have is give each of your cares to God. All your cares, big or small. Maybe it's stress. Maybe it's a friend that said something nasty to you. Maybe it's just a bill coming due. A relationship that's struggling. Give each of your cares to God. Now I want to turn to Luke. You can turn to Luke 17. I want to read a few verses here. When I think about giving cares to God, this is one little few verses here, Luke 17, verse 11. Here is where the 10 lepers went to Jesus. And leprosy was contagious. It was incurable. And you had to stay 6 feet from everyone. Family, husband, wife, children. And they wore black because so people could see who they were. Stay away from them. So imagine there the emotional and the mental pain that would be. But there, they cast their burden to the Lord. And I'm going to read this few verses here. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. They were cleansed when they obeyed. And I was just impressed here with these men here. I don't know how far away they were from Jesus. But they were far enough where they had to, maybe you could say shout. Since they stood afar off and they lifted up their voices. And Jesus heard them. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And I believe the one there that came back, he was thankful. And I believe he had physical healing. I believe he had spiritual healing as well. He yet salvation. What are you facing? Bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred. Maybe more often we should be saying this: Jesus, have mercy on me. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. It's one thing we can learn from the leper. Jesus wants us to come to him continually, every day, and worship Jesus, the source of power and strength for life. Now back to Psalm again, Psalm 55. The second thing I have under here is, remember how he's come through before. He carried us through past experiences. I'm sure many of yous had that. When you thought you can't make it through this one, you made it and you remembered God's peace. Take time to reflect on the specific challenges you're facing. Are you facing sorrow? Are you facing guilt? Are you facing worry? Are you facing fear? Those things can weigh heavy upon our souls. Remember, God took you through it in the past. Casting all your cares on the Lord is not just a one-time event, but a daily practice of casting our cares on the Lord. Number three, choose faith even though the circumstances do not change. God, I trust you with this. At the moment, it does not make sense, but God, I trust you. David trusted God before everything was fixed. Faith is to take a step forward before you feel ready. I trust in you, Lord, even though I don't see the outcome yet. Faith does not ignore reality, but trust God through it. Now, I'd like to read another small passage in 1 Peter. 1 Peter 5, verse 7 to 10. And here's another good verse about saying the same thing as in Psalm. Starts out, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5, verse 7 to 10, I would like to read. Verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory, by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Here the believers in Peter's time were being persecuted. They were forced to flee. Remember, they had nothing. They had no homes, no job, no possessions. And they had to hide, never knowing when they would be discovered. I don't know about you, but I would call that pressure, stress, tension. And here he is saying, cast it all, your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Number four, make space for rest. The world would say hustle, but it's really hard to cast your cares on God when you're going top speed. Step away from the noise. Take time to pray and be still. Remember, God is in control. so we don't need to be. Doesn't that give us quite a bit of freedom? Release your burdens. God is in control. He won't suffer the righteous to be moved. Let's go back again to Psalm 55. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Or you could say shaken. Protection, stability in the midst of trials. But we need to cast our burdens upon the Lord. We can go through the storms of life, and we can keep our peace if we keep our eyes on Jesus. Now let's just look, what are a few blessings of casting our cares on the Lord? The joy of the Lord will be your strength. That's one blessing. We can have joy. We can have peace. We can have strength. We can have wisdom. We can have a smile on our face. Remember the story of the prodigal son? He started out being really selfish. Selfishness led to, he did all his steps, repentance. He ended up rejoicing. That's a blessing about casting our cares on the Lord. He went from selfishness to rejoicing. Rest and be present in the moment is a blessing we can have, rather than being consumed by worry. Also, encouragement for others by sharing your experience, how God cared for you through your difficulty, you can inspire others to trust in God. Now, a few more verses here I would like to read here in closing. Turn to Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 35 to 39. I'd like to read those. Romans 8, 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. People might try to separate you from the love of God. Circumstances might try. Distress, tribulation, famine, sword. Those things might try to separate you from the love of God. Satan wants to separate us. Don't let him. Don't let anything separate you from the love of God. Hurl your burdens on the Lord. Cast your burdens on the Lord. Now turn to Galatians 6. Verse 14. How might I read there? 14 and then verse 16. Galatians 6, 14. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and nigh unto the world. Verse 16, and as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. Verse 17, from henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Verse 18, brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Thinking of verse 14 there. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that verse there is saying God does not want us to glory in anything but the cross. Don't take pride in anything. Don't boast in anything but the cross. Remember what Jesus did for you on the cross. He died so each one of us could live. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross. Let's remember that as we go about our week. Remember Psalm 55 there. Let me just go back here to Psalm again. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Very thankful for that this evening. It's a promise that we can hang on to. Let's throw our burdens upon the Lord. Let's kneel for prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday evening you gave us. Thank you, Lord, for health and strength that we were able to come out. Just bless each one here, Lord. Give them a good week. Just pray that they would throw their burdens to you when they come. We know the burdens, the worries, the stress will come, but just pray that we would throw them to you because you are strong. You love us. You want to take care of us. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Guide us in all ways of truth. Thank you, Lord, for your word, for the Bible, and we can read it, can apply it to our lives, and pray that we would remember to ever be faithful and not to glory in ourselves or glory in anything but the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hymns of the Church, 707. 707, come unto me.
Lord, you're the man. Well, I've been blessed to be here this evening from the devotions that you gave Brother Lance to the songs that we sang and